Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. Today's show, we'll have both Dan Campbell and AJ Hinch on. Dan at 8, AJ at 9.
All right.
Playoff baseball back in Detroit today, Comerica Park, Game 3, Tigers, Mariners. John, would you describe yourself as confident or concerned as the Tigers come back?
Can I say neither?
Sure. Like, door number three.
Sure, door number three, because that's really where this team is. I mean, am I excited? Absolutely. But if you told me at the end of today that the Tigers won by a score of 3-2, or that they lost by a score of 3-2, I don't think I'd be shocked either way.
So it doesn't sound like you're confident, and it sounds like you're concerned they could lose today.
Well, I'm not either. Sure. I mean, you play the game, you're concerned that they could lose.
Yeah.
That's one of the outcomes that could happen. They're not going to tie.
But are you confident they're going to win?
I can't say either way.
Okay.
That's the issue. That's the problem. That's the thing about this team.
But I feel like you
have no idea what is going to happen, because they could show up. Let me give you a couple of possibilities. Jack Flaherty goes 6 innings of 3-hit ball and only gives up a run. Mm-hmm. And they lose 1-0. Or he gets bombed and is out in the third inning, gives up 4 runs, but the Tigers win 6-4.
He's been incredibly inconsistent, Flaherty.
And the bats have been incredibly inconsistent.
No, I would say they've been consistently bad.
Well, yes, that's probably more appropriate.
But I just want to back up. You're not a bad fan if you're concerned today. It's okay to say you
right.
have concerns. Like, I'm not the bad guy. You're not the bad guy. You can call in and say you're concerned about your team. You're excited playoff baseball's here. Are you confident or are you concerned?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to describe is everything that we've seen from this team. It's a torturous team. And so, yeah, I'm concerned. There's also a level of confidence because they're one of very few teams left playing, and they just simply find ways to torture you and win.
They find ways to win. I think things in their favor. AJ's the better manager in this series.
Yeah.
I think we've even seen that through the first two games over a first-year guy in Dave Wilson. So you feel good that AJ's going to find an edge. The Tiger starters have looked better for a couple weeks now. So not only today, but tomorrow with Flaherty and Mize. Seattle is righty heavy on the mound, mm-hmm. which means Detroit gets to keep its best bats in the lineup. Like, this isn't Cleveland where they've got a couple lefties
right.
and they're going to try to play the game with AJ. They've got one really good lefty. And if they have to use that lefty early, as they did in game two, AJ won't blink. He'll keep Karp and
right.
Green back to back, and he'll play to have those guys later in the game. So there's a few things that benefit the Tigers. They don't have their number one pitcher in Seattle in Wu. Brian Wu is not on the playoff roster for this round, which means as the series goes, yeah, they threw their best guys. The drop-off is real. Maybe not today with Gilbert, but tomorrow when they don't even have a starter announced. And the other guy who, I don't know if we have official confirmation on this, I don't think Naylor's playing today. I don't know if you followed this story. His wife is due. They could have the baby any moment. We're unclear if he made the trip to Detroit. If they don't have Naylor, that's another edge for Detroit.
The age-old question. Do you play, or are you there for the birth of your child?
Is this his first? I don't know if it's his first, but he's made the decision that he will be with his wife when they have the baby.
Well, good for him.
In Arizona, I believe.
Yeah. That's where he should be.
You don't want him to just get FaceTimed in from the dugout?
Mm-mm.
Hang on. It's the third inning. I got a big AB coming up.
It's such a hard decision.
I know we have very differing opinions on this.
That aside, if he's not there, it takes maybe their best bat. But against the Tigers, all right? I mean, Naylor has been...
Sure, going back to his Cleveland days, a problem.
A problem for the Tigers, and not their best bat game in, game out, but a problem for the Tigers. Suarez hasn't been a problem, but it doesn't mean he won't be today.
One swing of the bat can change everything.
And I think that's the kind of the one, every time he gets up to bat, every Tigers fan is going, if he hits a home run, I'm instantly going to tweet, Scott Harris made a mistake.
He's had some ugly at-bats.
Yes.
Suarez has. So has Naylor, by the way. But it's been their big guns, Raleigh and Rodriguez. Yes.
Right.
Arozarena with postseason experience. I guess that's why, ultimately, I am concerned. I think they have more bats that can flip the series with one swing of the bat than Detroit does.
Mm-hmm.
The strikeouts, to me, continue to be a problem. They don't put the ball in play. They don't have extra base power either in the playoffs. Detroit's one of the worst slugging team in the postseason. So I am more concerned than I am confident. But it's okay to go through the cauldron of emotions because we get a playoff game today in Detroit. Concerned or confident? Detroit did their job, split on the road, come home. Now they have home field advantage.
Yeah. And I've developed this weird confidence in the pitching for the Tigers because in the postseason, it's been good. I'm not going to say great, but it's been good. It's been good enough to win more games than they've won. But I'm concerned about the bats. And then all of a sudden, I mean, and baseball is that weird sport where, you know, the game is going to be, 2.5, 2:45, and all they really need is a 15-minute outburst from the bats, and it completely changes things. But they need a consistent performance by their pitchers. So that's what gives me a little bit of confidence. But on the flip side, the offense gives me great concern.
Well, they played 5 playoff games. They did it in one inning in one playoff game.
Correct.
That's 20% of the time. That's about a 200 average.
Well, it's
that's kind of what this team's hitting. They're actually hitting less than that in the postseason. Their average is like 180-something.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how you can be confident.
I'm not.
I'm not confident in their bats.
Yeah. And we asked this about the Lions last hour. Do they look the part? Yes.
The Tigers do.
Tigers don't look the part. They're not passing the eye test. They're
one of four teams left in the American League.
Right. They look like a cat.
And ranking those teams, they're clearly the fourth of those four teams.
Right. But the nature of the sport gives them a chance.
That's correct.
And that's the baffling thing here. I just don't. It looks unsustainable.
I don't know, guys. Why don't you just enjoy it?
Exactly, Greg. I'm going to enjoy today's game. I'm
enjoying the fact that they're still playing. I mean, I didn't think they would after that September skid. So, hell yeah, go Tigers. Go get them. Eat them up, Tigers. But that doesn't mean you have to believe they're going to win or ignore the obvious flaws. Like with the Lions, there is no obvious flaw. They're beating everybody by double digits. To Tom's point, they looked the part. It'd be weird to nitpick the Lions. The Tigers, it's not nitpicking. It's staring you in the face. It's every time you sit and watch this team put a runner in scoring position, you kind of know how the outcome's going to go. Pop out, strike out, inning over.
I had people in the office yesterday who they're fans of the Tigers, but they're not super geeky sports fans. And they're kind of just giving that, come on, with this hitting. It's undeniable how painful they are to watch.
Let's get to the phones. We got Dwayne in Lake Orion. Dwayne, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
So my meter is concerned, and it's only concerned for the starting pitching or the whole pitching staff. When you feel like you got to go out and throw a no-run ball game to have a chance to win, the amount of pressure that puts on a pitcher is incredible. And the staff has held up pretty well, but if for some reason, let's say today Flaherty goes out and gets 3 or 4 runs up in 4 innings, you would feel there's no way the Tigers are going to come back and win a ball game.
Right.
It's just the fact of the matter that their hitting is so atrocious, and they've got away from the script. They've went away from what they were doing, well, before the All-Star, because they were bad in the second half. But they do not look at the opportunities they have with a guy first, second, and third with one out. What are we swinging for the fences? Hit the ball to the right center field. You wait, little patience, see the strikes, do your job. Nobody's doing their job the way they should in the batter's box. It's been really, really hard to watch from a baseball perspective that all you need to do is hit a fly ball to get a run, hit a fly ball.
Yeah.
Now, you'll say that's easier said than done.
But no, but they're professionals. That's the challenge. Yeah, Dwayne, you knew where I was going to go with that. Yeah, and no one's saying it's easy to play baseball, but you're being paid. This is the pros. Yep. You're going to go up against other professionals. You got to deliver occasionally. The strikeouts in the second half, not getting the ball in play, especially this time of year, it could be catastrophic. 59 strikeouts in 5 playoff games, 26 in the 2 games over the weekend. Texter says, when it comes to the Tigers, I'm concerned, but I've been concerned since the All-Star break. Says, there's no guarantee this team will win because they can't score runs.
There's no guarantee that they'll lose because in baseball, a couple opportunistic hits, which have eluded them, moves you on.
I feel like the series is already over. I have no confidence whatsoever in this pathetic offense. I was confident after game one. After game two, I'm concerned, Jacob and Howell. Tech says, I'm cautiously optimistic for a Tigers win. Preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, Kevin in Delaware.
That's probably how I should have said.
This one says, John, grow a spine. You can neither be confident nor concerned. If you're not confident, you are concerned. You have to be in one of the two camps. That's what I was trying to say.
Right. No, I know. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could be a Tigers fan right now. And in true, but in just being factual, be confident going into any of these games. It's
by definition, they're nail biters.
Yeah.
You just got to let it play out.
Oh, God.
Right?
You said it.
I think this is a let it play out situation.
It is, because in baseball, I think more than any other sport, weird things can happen.
You're right.
And look at the Skubal loss against Cleveland. A sixth inning where the ball never leaves the infield.
Total joke.
And the Tigers lose.
But they won that game in Cleveland when the wild pitch in July.
Right.
And then scores 6 runs in the extra innings. And Sweeney hits a 3-run homer. But it's inexplicable.
Right. On the flip side, you can't just hope for the inexplicable to happen, even though it sometimes does.
Twitch comment with Naylor says he needs to plan better. You don't want to miss the playoffs. And a texter says, Naylor, he did 9 months ago. All right, we got the 2 Grand Slam and Heather's News next. It's 97.1.
FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you simply don't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets. All you got to do is win that bet. That's right. Pick a bet $5. And if it wins, you're going to unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, whatever you want. FanDuel's got you covered. The NFL season is entering week 6. It's cruising right along. It's hard to believe we're there already. The only question is, why haven't you played yet? Time to get in the game. Visit FanDuel.com/97.1Detroit to download the app today and get started. That's FanDuel.com/97.1Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now in trouble. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chance to win some money coming up at the two grand slam. First, Heather with the news.
Well, the Tigers, of course, are back in the ALDS, and playoff baseball is back at Comerica Park. So the Tigers are asking fans to wear orange all postseason long. And they've also unveiled a variety of festivities, new food items, and more for playoffs in Detroit. So according to the team, the gates at Comerica Park will open 2 hours before the first pitch of both games. Mm-hmm. All ticketed fans will receive the postseason rally towel. Got to have that. And then they started celebrating on Monday. They had a special postseason drone show outside of Comerica Park. I don't know if anyone got the
pictures.
Chance to
Looks
see
good.
That. Yeah. And then before both games, games 3 and 4, fans are invited to attend a free Built for October postseason block party. So the parties will include food, drinks, there'll be local DJs, inflatables, apparently.
Oh, you love inflatables.
Like, are we talking like a house? Like, what type of inflatable are we talking about?
It could be an inflatable tiger.
An Olaf?
A tiger slide.
An Olaf. See,
well, yeah, Olaf.
Okay.
I love
Now,
Olaf.
There's a difference to me between a bounce house and a slide than
we
just
have
like an
inflatable
Minion Olaf.
And R2-D2 for,
nah, you know,
for Halloween.
You know, the number one response I saw to the orange out comment was, I don't own any orange. A lot of people saying they don't. I don't own anything orange.
Right.
You
so
don't
they
have an orange tiger shirt?
No, they don't wear orange.
I know.
Yeah, I don't either. I look like a pumpkin.
It's an accent color for them.
Yeah, like you may have like a navy with some orange in
this
it.
This is marketing 101. Let's pick the least likely color that anyone owns so that they all go out and buy orange.
Ding, ding, ding.
I definitely do, but I also I have a whole like half of a closet dedicated to Tigers gear that I still have hanging there. Like I'm going to do with it something. I don't know. Like I'm sure. Like I don't want to get rid of it because it's like yes. It's a significant part of my life. But
I imagine yes. that you look much better in orange than I do.
Yeah, it's definitely not my color, but
no,
sure.
But yes,
Heather,
yes,
could have an emergency 100%. Garage sale today. Just Tiger stuff.
Yeah.
I could. Yes. Yes, I totally could.
Yes, Gate A, Heather Park.
Yes.
It's orange.
Anyway, there's going to be some cool new food offerings as well. If you go down to the ballpark, lobster grilled cheese, ooh. Grilled surf and turf skewers, pierogi nachos, chicken and red velvet waffles.
Oh, wow.
All sorts of things. That the list goes on and on and on. Now, speaking of Comerica Park, Comerica Park will be home to the Tigers at least throughout the 2026 season, and
the ballpark will be
well. The
their
ballpark
home.
Will always be their home, but well, Comerica
until it's taken down and they build a new one.
Well,
but
sure.
Yes,
yeah. Yes.
But it may
of course,
be named
yes.
something different.
The name Comerica Park most likely will be named something yes. different. So Fifth Third Bank agreed to buy Comerica Bank for $10.9 billion, which means the ballpark is going to be renamed. Basically, they said, so the current contract, the naming rights deal with Comerica, runs through 2034. But the bank says there's no plan to change the name for the 2026 season. It's all going to happen mm-hmm. afterwards. So rebranding could be possible as soon as the conclusion of the 2026 season.
Okay. So would it be Fifth Third Ballpark? I know that's what the name of the Mud Hens, but the Mud Hens, yeah. they could change that, right? They would want their name on the bigger stadium, right?
Or you could have both.
Sure. I mean, I know people were hoping that it's going to be like something with Tiger Stadium. Like it's always corporate. This is the world we live in. You don't have to like it.
Tiger Stadium is no longer exists. Don't confuse me any more than I already am.
But you just mean something with the team name, not a corporate
Yeah, but
title.
I don't know why people are holding out hope for that. It's going to be a corporate name. Someone's going to pay billions. They're going to put their name on it.
Yeah, you're living in the past if you want that. That's not happening.
No.
Yeah. They might get cute with a presented by or something like that, but
Little Caesars Field.
Presented by? That's like...
No, it's going to be Fifth Third, right? I mean, who are we kidding?
Yeah. Hey. If you want to win $2,000, do that now. Give us a call, 248-539-9797. Did you hear about this? You guys, crews in northern Michigan are working to contain a large wildfire.
I just saw this last night.
Yeah, it's burning near Houghton Lake in Roscommon. Ugh. So as of Monday afternoon, the fire stretched about 85 acres. It's through like a mixture of forest and marshy landscape. Officials say difficult terrain, drought conditions, high winds have all made containing this wildfire more difficult. It's been burning since this weekend. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Mm.
I don't know how much they were affected by the ice storm, but I know there's a major concern up there because there's a lot of dead wood. Very flammable.
Yes.
All right. It's two grand slam time.
Let's give away some money.
Yeah.
60 seconds, 10 questions, $2,000. Mm-hmm. Simple as that, right? Hopefully.
It is.
We'll see.
Looking at these questions for the first time. Mm-hmm. This will be interesting. Let's get to Corey in Livonia. Corey, good morning.
How's it going?
How are the safe streets of Livonia?
Oh, just dark and waiting for the rain.
It's on its way.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully it gets out of here by this. That's right.
All right, Corey, you know the rules. If there's one you don't know, you could say pass, and if there's time, we'll get back to it. Good luck. You ready?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Who is the Detroit Tigers starting pitcher today?
Flaherty.
Who does Michigan play in football this coming Saturday night?
USC.
Brighton is located in this Michigan county.
Pass.
Diego Pavia plays quarterback for this college team.
Vanderbilt.
Who is the current host of The Golden Bachelor?
Pass.
Who did the Pistons play last night?
Grizzlies.
This artist had the current album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Lady Gaga.
This team currently leads the NFC West.
The Rams.
What is the nickname of Northern Illinois University?
The Huskies.
Who is the head coach of the Florida Panthers?
Pass.
Brighton is located in this Michigan county.
Livingston.
Who is the current host of The Golden Bachelor?
Ryan Seacrest.
Who is the head coach of the Florida Panthers?
I don't know.
We got you with six.
You used your time great.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Nice job there, Corey. We got you with six, so that's $150. And the two grand slam on Tuesdays is brought to you by Feminine Neo Law. Get David, get paid.
Corey, what'd you think?
That was interesting. I mean, I know the sports ones pretty well there. I really wouldn't have gotten to that. I'd have to take a minute for the Panthers head coach, but there was no shot at it. Every time I do this, it's always a 50-50 if the pop questions I'm going to know or not, and there was no shot that I was ever going to know those.
The host of the Golden Bachelor, not your wheelhouse. I if it was up to me, I'd give it to you for getting the Pistons opponent right last night. Like, just take $2,000 for getting that. I mean,
honestly, thank you for the new streaming services showing the logos when you're just scrolling, because I never clicked on it, but I saw it three times last night or whatever.
There you go.
He knew the Pistons played the Grizzlies. We'll put you on hold. We'll get you your $150, and we'll go through this because it was quite the adventure.
It was.
The Tigers pitcher today,
Jack Flaherty.
Michigan will play who on Saturday night?
The University of Southern California.
Brighton got back to it, located in this Michigan county?
Livingston.
Diego Pavia plays for this college team.
Vandy.
Mm-hmm. John, who is the host of The Golden Bachelor?
He said Ryan Seacrest in his second pass through, but no, it's Jesse Palmer.
Who did the Pistons play last night?
Grizzlies.
Preseason
great
NBA.
Poll.
What a poll. The artist that has the current album "Life of a Showgirl."
I love it that he didn't get this one. What did he say?
Gaga.
Gaga. Lady and Gaga. I saw this one. I thought, oh, it's a gimme. Like, we've been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about Taylor Swift and
no.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's more of a showgirl, right? Though more of a performer.
Yeah, it's a great guess.
Yeah,
but wrong.
No, it's not a great guess. There's
really?
Only one answer. Yes!
Okay, yes, there's only one right answer, but you could come up with...
Just say pass.
At least he had the right gender.
It's true.
I'm with Heather
genre
here.
Too.
I think you're living in a hole the last few days if you haven't seen this or heard about it.
Yeah. Or guess Taylor Swift. Like, that's who
yes.
That is the name you've been hearing everywhere. Yeah.
It's not a shock to me. Anyway.
What is the nickname of Northern Illinois University?
That would be the Huskies.
By the way, are you aware that next year they leave the MAC? Do you know what conference NIU is going to be in?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I don't get $2,000. I have no idea.
They're going to be in the Mountain West. Yep, that eye roll is appropriate. Who is the head coach of the Florida Panthers? It's Paul Maurice.
And
they start tonight.
Yeah.
He's back.
Did you see the preseason game that they had? I don't know, it was about 3 or 4 days ago where there were like 17 game misconducts.
With the Tampa Bay Lightning and the
it
Florida Panthers.
It was awesome. Man, that's the way hockey's supposed to be played.
All right, guys. We're going to get back into the Tigers coming up next. We want to know what the buzz is going to be like downtown, and we'll talk about the game itself. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game, right? So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on my morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick. Check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right. $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer, people. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score Report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Playoff baseball back in Detroit today. 248-539-9797. Our question was, are you concerned or are you confident? Detroit took care of business, split over the weekend in Seattle. Are you concerned or are you confident? Heather had it in her news. Going to be all kinds of festivities today.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know about the level of buzz. You heading down to the ballpark today. Are you leaving work early? Do you own any orange? It's an orange out. No. I don't. John doesn't. Do you own orange? A very simple question.
I've only worn an orange shirt once in my life. And that was to one of the original Chad Tough events that because it was Chad's favorite color. So everybody was wearing orange. No problem. I don't. Other than that, I've never owned that I can remember an orange shirt.
Like whenever I get Tigers gear, that's last time I went and picked up stuff. I got blue or white.
And anybody with a weight issue was always going to look at it and say, that makes me look like a pumpkin. That's why I said that. When I had one of my favorite all-time coaches, one of my favorite people of all time, Mike DeBoard, went to coach at Tennessee. The first thing I texted him while he was on the sideline was, you look like a pumpkin.
It is October.
Yeah.
Tis the season, John?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Yeah. Yes, but
tis the season.
I don't need to be the pumpkin. So I'm curious, is everybody flooding out to get orange shirts today? Is this going to actually be an orange out?
No. I don't think so. You get pockets. I mean, people who have it will participate. Texter says they should be selling these for like cheap outside the stadium.
Sure.
Buy an orange poncho today.
Well, that's the other thing you got to consider. Tom over here having to schedule everything with the network. There's rain in the forecast. You're going to have to juggle that a little bit, too. Now, this game is scheduled for 4:08 first pitch.
Yeah, and it looks like the rain's getting out of here like at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
I do know. It was supposed to rain last night, so it's behind schedule. So I hope that doesn't put a damper on things.
Look at you, wordsmith.
Wow.
I'm so proud of yourself.
No, I'm not. I knew it was cheesy. I just did that look to do that look so that you could make fun of me.
Not proud of it. All orange merchandise sales for the Tigers playoff run go towards the Scooble Fund.
No.
From an unnamed texter. Let's get to the phones. Linda in Kalamazoo. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. How about yourself this morning?
Oh, not too bad. I am a little concerned because of the fact that haven't been able to get our runners on base very often. And when we have, we haven't been able to bring them in. But I'm excited. I wish I could be down there today. I believe I have one shirt that has a green and orange combo, so if I can grab that up still and it still fits, then I will probably wear that today in the spirit. I would like to encourage every Tiger fan that is going down there today to cheer and make that crowd sound as loud and raucous, if not louder, than Seattle's crowd did.
I'm right there with you, and I think everything you've said has echoed everything that Tiger fans are feeling. And we've had runners in scoring position. We just can't get them from second or third to home.
Concerned, I think, is warranted. You should have concerns. This team's ability to hit, period, has been a problem. But put the ball in play, it's been a challenge. Hit the ball with power, pop, something to help bail out the fact that they're not hitting, also not true. So I think concerns warranted. Now, that doesn't mean all hope is lost, and I think there's some things going in the Tigers' favor today. One, A.J. Hinch is the better manager. Two, they're missing their number one pitcher, which is going to push guys up. They may be missing Josh Naylor, no official word, but expecting the birth of his child. Seattle, very right-handed heavy, which means the best Tiger bats can stay in the game the entire game. They really only have the one lefty to navigate.
And who knows how long labor can take. It could take a couple days.
Could keep
him out of the homestand.
Yeah.
That could be the series. 248-539-9797. John, what do you mean you don't own anything orange? Hunting.
Yeah, I got orange. All I need is my orange ball cap. That covers everything I need. So okay, if I'm just going to wear an orange hat.
A lot of texts are saying the Michigan Hunters will step up today and wear their orange.
You wear a vest or I wonder if I have something that you could that's two sided, like it's camo on one side and Hunter orange on the other. I don't think so. Because the orange hat always covers it for me.
Tech says that I own orange Tigers gear. I'm 6'4", and my 9-year-old grandson says I look like a giant carrot.
There you go. Yep.
What do we got? 248-539-9797. A lot of text on the hunting. Deer hunters will show up at the Tigers game today. John, no hunting shirts. Hunting season, Tim at work. When I first heard of the topic, concerned or confident, I had the same thought as John. I'm neither concerned nor confident.
Thank you.
I'm calm, Chad in a truck. Would you agree with calm? Are you calm?
Yeah, because I think they've got a chance to win today. And I'm also concerned that they could lose.
Right, which is why I don't think you would be calm. I'm not telling Chad he's a liar. If he's calm, he's calm. But I wouldn't be calm feeling like there's a lot of anxiety watching this offense and a lot of anguish watching them. To be calm, like it's such an odd thing. Like playoff baseball is built on tension. The idea that you're calm, knowing that you're signing up for 9 innings of knots in the stomach, there's going to be tension with the way the Tigers play. They're going to strand runners. They're going to pitch well enough to hang in. AJ's going to have to make a couple gut check decisions. Tension is like the given in a game like this. Every game they've played in the playoffs has been tight.
Well, it's kind of the basis of playoff baseball.
So how can you be calm? Talking to Chad.
Yeah, no, Chad's just a very cool individual.
Calm and collected.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think he's probably, because he agrees with me, he's probably on the mindset of just going to let this one play out.
Todd in Mount Clemens, you can get an orange shirt at any Walmart for $5. Go Tigers. Let's see it. Great show, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Everyone knows the new name will be 35th Runner Stranded on Base Ballpark. Come on, guys. Joe and Taylor.
Or it could be worse. It could be 53.
Guys, I'm currently confidently concerned. What? Confidently concerned. Look at the Cubs and Phillies. They're having a hard time scoring runs and are on the brink of elimination. Go Tigers. Confidently concerned.
Confidently concerned. Cautiously optimistic?
Maybe. I'd be more comfortable if the Tigers found some of that voodoo they had last year. The well's been dry for a while, signed Jim on the ticket text.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'd rather have this team sitting on a couch than having to watch even more of this garbage product.
Come on. That's ridiculous to me. Instead, okay, it's painful. It's nauseating. It's a lot of adjectives, but out versus having a chance to go to the ALCS?
I don't get it. I'd rather win ugly than lose.
Yeah. I'd rather win any which way possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, ideally, you'd win like the Lions, where you beat everybody by a million points and blow them out and thump your chest and look the part. Tigers don't look the part, but look, they're in the playoffs right now, and you'd rather win ugly than be eliminated. I don't understand that. I'd rather be on the couch watching what? So you don't want to watch the Tigers tonight?
Yeah. That's probably a SpongeBob SquarePants guy. Going to sit there and watch whatever those characters are.
248-539-9797. At the very least, and I think this is a very small ask of people today. I don't know if you own Orange. I'm not telling you to go spend your hard-earned money to get Orange gear. I think going and supporting the Tigers is enough. I think it'd be a nice touch. They're going to leave those Orange towels. Be nice if they had Orange shirts on the seats for people. Doesn't sound like that's going to be the case. I'm making no ask of you to wear Orange or buy Orange things. We just have to look better than what Cleveland looked like a week ago. That was pathetic. Those games were during the workday, and you had the broadcast saying, well, maybe if you work downtown, you make your way to the ballpark. We're not going to look as bad as Cleveland did. This city's going to show up, right? Like, we're going to have a good crowd today at Comerica Park, even though the game is at 4 o'clock during the workday.
And there might be some weather.
And even though there's weather. Guys, can you assure us we're going to have a good crowd today? That there is some buzz about this baseball team? That people care to go to the ballpark, unlike the last guy who'd rather be on his couch where nothing's on his television at all? 248-539-9797.
Couch in mom's basement.
Maybe. We'll get to Dan Campbell at 802. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. Maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck, the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation, for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be, with over 600 horsepower standard. You heard it right, 600 horsepower, and it comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on due at signing amount of $3,189. Must be current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply.
Ten minutes away from Lions head coach Dan Campbell. He'll join the show. We'll talk a little bit about the state of the team and look ahead with the Sunday night football matchup in KC, Arrowhead. Look ahead to tonight, today, playoff baseball for the Tigers. 248-539-9797. We've asked a ton of questions. Just starting out with the basics, the buzz. Tell me it's not going to look like Cleveland looked. I know the game's during the workday.
You mean winning?
I know there's weather.
Oh, the stadium.
Yeah, I want to see like us show up and show out as a city. I don't want the embarrassment of like Cleveland can't even find people to sit in the stands for the playoff games.
So the buzz at the end of the season was very much different, obviously, than last year, where it was a, you know, there's some crowds, and then all of a sudden they go on this historic run, and you can't get enough Tiger baseball. They're selling out all the games in September, and we know what happened. But this year, you know, I believe I read that there was not a single sellout in September because not a lot of home games, but it wasn't a great feeling. Not a lot of buzz going into the postseason. Now that they're there, now that you have 2 years in a row of October baseball in Detroit, I got to believe that that Tigers fans will show up and show out.
I would certainly think so. We want to hear from them today. 248-539-9797. And then if you're going, do you own Orange? This is an Orange out. A lot of Tiger fans don't even own Orange.
Do you like the color theme for professional games?
Well, they do it a lot in college, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We just had the maze out and we had the white out Penn State. And you see it frequently.
Yeah, I think it looks cool. Like for the Phillies, they have the red October.
Yeah.
And I mean that's like a primary color for them though. You know, right. Orange is a secondary color. They don't wear orange on the field. People don't own a Tiger orange jersey. Now, if they had worked those into like their alternates, instead of like the Motor City Black and Blues. If they had used orange, people might own orange jerseys or own orange like t-shirt jerseys.
Ooh, I can't see them.
No?
Orange jerseys.
Ooh, you wouldn't want it?
No.
Okay. Well, then don't have orange out for the game.
Well, it could be. I mean, it will be bright. It will be. It will be much. It'll stand out much more than a blue out. Even though we'd like them to blow them out,
you do a white out. Does it not pop as much? I mean, it's not a night game. It starts at 4 o'clock.
I think anytime you have uniformity, it pops.
Right.
It would.
There you go. 248-539-9797. Our other question was involving baseball, right? Are you confident? Are you concerned? Do you have a different word you would use? Ticket Texter says, I'm not down on the team. We lost game two by two home runs from one batter. The Mariners have not been hitting either. Be confident in our Tigers. Okay. Brian and Carlton. Tigers hitting has been awful, no doubt, but the reason we're still in this is because Seattle has not been so great either. Tigers still have a chance. No one's disputing the Tigers have a chance. If you were looking at both lineups, which do you expect to come up with the big knock in one of the next couple games here? Seattle.
Yeah, that would be the guy that hits 60 of them throughout the course of the season.
Right, and that's why I'm concerned. Concerned is not conceding. Concerned does not mean you're not excited. But you're concerned because this team doesn't hit. They don't put the ball in play. They strike out a ton.
And they haven't, I mean, they haven't had those knocks. Like, you expect it from Riley Green, Torkelson, Carp. Now, Carp's had a couple of big ones. But it just hasn't happened frequently enough or with runners on base.
Guys, I wouldn't put myself in the calm category. More interested. If the home crowd can contribute to a blowout, I certainly don't see a blowout, but he says contribute to a blowout, I think the runs extravaganza is in the cards for the Tigers. Seems like a long time since the park was rocking for them. They'll respond. Run heavy, 7-4 Tiger win.
Okay.
To his point about it being a while, the last Tiger home game, home win, was September 6th.
Correct. Is 7-4 a blowout?
No.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was on the same page.
It's a good note because I was expecting 12-3.
Right. Yeah. That's a blowout.
Two grand slams.
That's a Tiger blowout.
Yeah. 7-4 is a Tiger.
Yeah. That would be a Tiger blowout. Yes.
Three whole runs of breathing room. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tex says, can fans go to the games and show that Detroit is a real baseball town? Not boo every single ball when we're pitching. Seattle fans were clowns in the first two games, Gary in Ohio.
It's just part of being invested. You don't like that, Greg? You don't like when fans respond to every single pitch?
No, I just thought, especially Cleveland, was like any borderline pitch that was called a ball, they would boo.
Yeah, but you're in the state of clowns. So,
I thought Seattle's crowd was impressive. I mean, he's calling them clowns. They had 47,000 people. They were loud.
Yeah.
They provided an atmosphere.
That's all you want is for the home crowd to feel like you have an effect on the game.
Yeah, where you're like kind of leaning over the game almost, this effect of like the crowd is hanging over every pitch. Yeah. It's playoff baseball.
The 10th man effect.
Yeah, a little bit. Detroit Tiger baseball is Army football. Slow, ugly, allergic to forward progress. Watching them is like watching a pinata contest at a retirement home. Ooh. Lots of swings, zero contact.
A pinata contest at a retirement home. I don't know. It sounds like things at a retirement home can be swinging. At least that's the reports. Are you excited about that in the future? In your future?
Are you looking forward to retirement? Is that what you just asked me?
You've been talking to Mel too much? From the Golden Bachelor?
How's that going, by the way?
That's not the Mel I thought you were talking about.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Jim's not going to wait till retirement. He's going to show up today. He's going to dye his hair a little silver.
Yeah,
in
a little
there.
Silver. Yeah. Hey, let's see if we can get in the game early.
Really?
You're wearing your disco shirt today, right?
To the ballpark?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
You should walk in there with an unbutton into the press box with the chain and glasses.
I didn't have any orange, but I had this.
Tigers winning by 10 today. Have they scored 10 runs in the playoffs?
I think so, yes. They had six in the one, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And they always score one or two in the others.
Okay, so a little more than 10. Ben at a tire shop. I'm leaving work early today and tomorrow to see the game. Let's go, Tigers.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Ben.
Ben's representing. John, you said the Tigers are one of the four teams left in the AL, but would rank four of four. He says, how do the Yankees look right now? Not better than the Tigers. That's Andrew.
It's one swing of the bat. And they've got... anytime Aaron Judge comes up, that is a better opportunity than anything the Tigers are putting at the plate. It's the same as Cal Raleigh going to the plate.
I just quickly, you watch the other seven teams play. Maybe not Seattle, because they've struggled to hit. But you watch the other series, and I just sit there and I wonder, how are the Tigers still in this?
They muck it up.
Find a way. Got to find a way today. Football coverage, baseball coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dan Campbell next, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.